Hello and welcome to A Voice of a People live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. How you doing out there today? It's a beautiful day and the sun is shining. Lovely, right? Hurry up, trees, and turn colors so we can have that beautiful fall setting backdrop, right? I'm ready for it. Hopefully we'll have it. I don't know, and there's talking about because of the drought that we might not have that beautiful turning of the leaves like we usually have, you know. Does that mean they're all just going to turn brown and die and fall off the trees? I don't know, but we will see soon. Okay, I'm live right now on www.wwgh1071.com, and I'm live right now on that TuneIn app. And don't forget, that TuneIn app is on any electronic device, and it is also on your smart TV apps. Tune in so you can listen to us on the TV, on your radio, laptop, or on your cell phones, any electronic device. Okay, I'm live right now in the studio by calling 740-383-9944. Just to be a part of the show, you want to ask questions or just to be a part of the show, I'll just leave it like that. Hopefully you will call in and ask questions. If it's your first time, I pray it's not your last time. And if you are a faithful listener and supporter, thank you so very, very much for your love and for your support. I really appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't say that enough. Along with you all, it's Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC of 13 25 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. That number is 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement, free produce every third Saturday of every month. The next will take place this Saturday, October the 18th. I had that date wrong at the last hour, but it is the 18th, beginning at 12 noon until 2 p.m. Take advantage of this free produce giveaway. If you don't need it, maybe you know someone else who does, you can share that information. Also, we have Cheryl Lee, the coordinator for Child's Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Club, which is in your elementary, city and county, Marion. Also, North Union City and County Elementary Schools. Lift her up in prayer. She's having health issues. Also, lift up Glenn Coble's wife, who fell and hurt herself this morning. Also lift me up in prayer. Continue. Anyone else you know need prayer, please lift them up in prayer. We are helpers one to another, because we never know when it's going to be us the next time or someone that we know and love. Right? Right. Okay. So I have one announcement, and this is the Meet and Dine with the Presidents. This is sponsored by the Marion County Historical Society, which will take place November the 1st. 4:30 to 7:30 at all occasions. Catering in Waldo, Ohio. Event pricing is $42 for VIP seating. It says no child price for VIP seating. Then it says $38 for general seating. $20 for general seating for children ages 5 through 12. Okay, VIP seating with the presidents. They will be in their presidential garb, whether they are representing a first lady or if they're representing a president. They will be there at this event. It's going to be a neat event, right? Get out your vintage wear or modern, however you want to dress, right? Right. Okay, speaking presidents that will be honored there will be Howard Taft and Woodrow Wilson and Eleanor Roosevelt, the first lady, and also Louisa Catherine Adams, sixth presidential first lady. Then non-speaking president that will be there, Thomas Jefferson, Madison, President Jackson, Van Buren, Taylor, Grant, Arthur, Harrison, Roosevelt, Harding, Hoover, Harry S. Truman, Masters of Ceremony, Colonel Edmund W. Starling, White House Secret Service agent from 1914 to 1943, and also serving Woodrow Wilson, Warren G. Harding, Calvin Coolidge, Herbert Hoover, Franklin D. Roosevelt, special guest speaker Mary Ellen Withrow, the 40th Treasurer of the United States. She served from March 1994 to January of 2001. And don't forget, she just turned 95 years old a couple weeks ago. So, and still getting around and driving and at every event that she can make it to. She has not slowed down at all. We just remember her in prayer as well. Okay. If you want to make your reservations, now the last day is October 17th, which would be tomorrow. But if you need a little more extra time, please call 740-387-4255. That is the Heritage Hall. And make your reservations that way and let them know that you want to pick up your tickets before it's too late. Now, I like to start my show off with a thought for today. And then I will turn my attention over to my guest for today. Thought for today. Okay. Let's go with that. It says, start early. I have a hard time with that sometimes. Rolling out to bed. Oh, well, that's me, right? Okay. The best time to awaken both body and spirit is in the early morning. We are fresh in solitude, and the vibrations of the world are at your calmest. It is not surprising that you will find all experienced mediators and yogis up with the dawn, inviting the sun of spirit to shine into the heart of their soul. The first half hour of conscious awareness will be the foundation of your day. Make an early start, meditate, set the switch of your consciousness, and celebrate your energy for the day. You'll be surprised the difference it makes. And that is so true. But remember to meditate on the Word of God, because that really sets the foundation for your day. So share that thought for today with someone else. Okay, so I've been talking for the past hour. I'm tired of talking. So now I'm going to turn my attention over to my guest today, Dana Martin. How you doing, Dana?
I'm doing good. It's good to be back in the chair again, Linda. We were talking earlier. It took us a minute to coordinate our schedules. Isn't that something?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Everything is just going by so fast.
I know. Can't even keep up with stuff. That's not our fault. We have no control over that.
I appreciate your patience. I said, Linda going to say, you know what, Dana? I'll call you. So I'm thankful for the grace you gave me.
That's okay. I need it myself.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah, I can't do all the things I want to do, I can't do. I'm only one person.
I know. But, oh, if we could do all the things we wanted to do, wouldn't that be something? Mm-hmm.
You would never have time for yourself.
Wow.
You just wouldn't. Mm-hmm. Get up in the morning, get ready and go. Come home at night and fall out because you done did so much.
Mm-hmm.
But
November 3rd is the daylight when we go fall back and spring fall back. So November 3rd, that's about 2 weeks away.
Yeah, it is.
And we
gain an hour.
We do, but there's no even exchange whenever we do this. It's not.
Right.
Because we gain and we still lose.
Right.
I'm not going there. I'm not going there today.
Well, hey.
I'm not. I wish they'd leave it alone.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Same here.
Yeah.
Because then you got to get your body right.
Adjust.
And acclimate to what's going on. Now it's change, and your body's like, wait a minute, I'm still back here now. So,
what time is it?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
But we'll get through it.
Yeah, amen. Praise God for that one. We sure will.
Yeah.
So, what's going on with you, Dana?
Girl, you know I always come prepared. I said I'm going to talk to Linda this week. Well, let me tell you what, top of mind.
Okay.
Today, for your listeners, if they don't know, today is the Marion Chamber, our Chamber of Commerce. Today is their business expo.
Okay.
And so it's three counties. So it's a regional expo. And I'm excited to be a part of it through the homeless shelter.
Right.
And so we have marketing material now that I can go out and be at marketing events. And I love that because although we don't sell anything, you know, we're nonprofit. Right. Mm-hmm. My goal is that the communities know that we do exist and what services that we have to offer. You don't always have to be in a homelessness state to use our services.
Oh, and so, that's good to know.
Yes, it is. And, you know, to share the partnerships that we have throughout the counties that support us and help us achieve our mission through getting our clients housing, employment, and benefits. That's our main goal. So with that being said, that event is tonight and it's at All Occasions in Waldo. And it's so big that not only is it in All Occasions, it's also in the barn. 23 barn.
Right.
There's also, it's in both locations. So it's huge.
I see.
So if you have listeners out there that, you know, kind of want to have a one-stop shop to see, you know, what businesses are available in their community, nonprofits, right. services, all of that is going to be there from automotive plants all the way to homeless shelter, you know. Mm-hmm. It's very diverse, and it just kind of shows you what our community has to offer. You know, it could be insurance companies there. I mean, just anything you can think of that is a part of the chamber. And we have a great supportive chamber in our community, too.
That's
so
true.
Yeah, so that's today.
Wow. What time again?
I know I'm setting up between 3:30 and 4. So I'm thinking maybe the event kicks off maybe at 5.
Wow. My day is already spoken for. And that's
And I don't, off the top of my mind, I don't know what time it's over. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I'll be there till it's over, so right. It doesn't matter.
You have no choice. So I get it. Yeah. But that is a great thing.
Yeah, it is. I agree.
Yeah.
Especially because we're in our day-to-day and we don't really know what's going outside of our bubble.
True.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so it's an opportunity to kind of have an abundance of those resources available to find out, you know, you might be able to use some of these mm-hmm. resources. You don't know they're there to make your life easier.
True.
Or to pass the information along. So right. That's why I always like networking events, you know, and you kind of can build some relationships as well.
Of course.
So,
of course. Mm-hmm. Well, that's great.
Yeah. So that's this evening.
Okay.
So looking forward to that, on the shelter level.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, what else is going on? I talked to you about the whole book event with the Peace and Freedom Publications. All six authors are going to Houston, Texas to a black author. It's one of the largest black book fairs in the U.S. And so we're all very privileged to have the opportunity to go. And we're
so
just
happy.
We just look, ladies out of Marion.
Right.
Who would have known? Yes. Yes.
You guys have been here and there and everywhere since you wrote those books. And yes. Who would have known it would have taken you as far as it is? Not only that, you're not done. You're still going here and there. Praise God. That's beautiful.
It really is. And I think this is the winding down of our book events for the year. This is the last thing. And I want to give a shout out to our founder. She's recovering. She has a minor surgery on her shoulder. Mm-hmm. So she is recovering. So we're praying that everything works well so that she can go and attend with us.
Right.
Because it's her vision as well. So,
okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If it wasn't for her, we wouldn't be going.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're excited about that. So we leave next Thursday.
Okay.
The book fair itself is Friday, and then we come back Saturday. It is so organized because we're, like, I'm children's books, right?
Mm-hmm.
And some people are young adult. Some people I'm talking about overall.
Right.
All of the authors that are coming from all over the United States. And so they're so organized that everything is going to be, like, in sections. As if, like, you were go to the library.
Right,
you have your children's section, your teen, your young adult, you know.
Right,
large, all of that. So it's the way they have it organized is going to be set up like that. So I probably won't be sitting with are Merriam book authors, mm-hmm, because mm-hmm. all of our books are a little different.
Right.
So I'm excited to be able to meet some new people and hear about some of the techniques that they use to get their book acknowledged through the masses. So
well, that's wonderful. Wow.
And to get away for a little bit. Mm-hmm. I do need to get away. It's nothing like boarding an airplane and sitting down and buckling your seatbelt and laying back and be like, oh,
I got
Lord,
a few days, right?
Leave up out of here for a minute. Yeah.
Right. I get that too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's so relaxing to be able to do that. Like you said, take that deep breath and just exhale, you know, just beautiful. We all need it.
We do, but we don't always make time for it.
No.
We don't.
That's what I was saying. Sometimes we're so busy, we don't have time for ourselves. Mm-hmm. And if we fall down and break, then what? Mm. We're just down and broke till we get hit. The Lord heal us
we
and bring us back,
broken.
Right?
We moving around broken. Cheesy, peasy.
To keep on moving, though, right?
Yes.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So so that's kind of what's going on in the peace and freedom world. We're getting ready to kick off. Well, we already kicked off our MLK breakfast, community breakfast.
Oh, yeah. That's in January. That comes so fast, right?
Yeah. It's almost November.
Right.
So we're pumping up the speech oratorical competition, art and poetry and mm-hmm. essay. So we are pumping that up. So your listeners out there, if you got kids, grandkids, nieces and nephews, we support the kids K-12. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if they're artists, if they're into poetry, if they have the gift of gab, then work with them on doing speeches. And you can drop any submissions off at the Merriam Public Library. You can drop submissions off there. And if you need an application to submit something, you can pick it up at the Merriam Public Library.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah. And so we're excited about that. Now that they haven't narrowed down a speaker yet. So,
okay,
if anyone has a suggestion for the speaker, just put a message in our Facebook page, Peace and Freedom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I was very impressed by the last one you guys did last year. Well, earlier this year, the event, Martin Luther King.
Oh, who was our speaker?
I don't know, but it went through like flawless.
It was it Laura's sister? No.
No, I don't think so.
Who was
it? Not this year.
Oh, it was a good. It's always a good speaker.
Mm-hmm. It is.
But
I mean, the whole program.
Speaker.
It was just beautiful.
Yes.
It went through like flawless. It just
Thank
really
you.
Did. Yes.
Thank you.
I was very impressed. Mm. And I don't think I've missed one in almost 20 years.
Yeah. Well,
and they're all good. I'm not
I'll
saying.
I'll reach out to you,
know.
So make sure you get a ticket because the tickets, they just go by so fast. Now.
Right. Right.
And we're appreciative of all the support that we get from the community. Because, you know, no child has to pay to go. We all of those
right.
tickets that for the youth, those are all sponsored throughout community members and businesses mm-hmm. sponsor those tickets
right.
for the youth. And
I brought my great-granddaughter this year.
Yeah.
Layla. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She enjoyed herself. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, and for those that, unfortunately, if we sell out of breakfast tickets... Mm-hmm. We still put a program on, and so the program, there's no fee for that.
Okay.
You just at the Palace Theater, the program usually starts at 9:15, somewhere around there.
Right.
And there'll be ushers there to assist you and all of that. So, but and dress warm because it's usually a little chilly.
Mm-hmm.
The sun is usually shining, but it's cold.
We were fortunate the past 2 years, though, but it has been bitterly cold. Oh,
yeah, we
sometime.
Haven't had any ice. Two
right.
years ago, we had ice.
Yes.
But the last 2 years, it's just been bitterly cold.
Yes,
but
yes,
we
yes.
be moving. Girl, I be sweating. We be moving around so much. I be sweating. So, and the food is always good. And the fellowship is always good.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah. So, keep that in mind. That's coming up in January on MLK Day. So, keep that in mind. And then to switch the subject.
Okay.
So November is Homelessness Awareness Month, right?
Okay.
And so we have a few things going on for the shelter. Is we do our annual drive-through. So this will be our fifth one. And it's going to be Saturday, November 15th, 9 a.m. to noon. And it's right on the side. As you know, we're located on 326 West Fairground Street. Mm-hmm. And so the east side is where the Goodwill Industry, mm-hmm. their main office, we share that driveway. And so all donors can drive up that driveway. We'll have our coffee from Starbucks and hot chocolate. Ooh, the hot chocolate is so good. With all the toppings, you know, the cream and the caramels. So we'll have that. You don't have to get out of your vehicle. We'll have volunteers that'll come to your vehicle, chat with you, get you coffee order, get you some donuts. Okay. And then the volunteers will take your donations out of the car. And our garage storage area is right there in the back of the building. And so we immediately take those items that are donated and organize them in the garage.
What are you expecting? What do you want people to bring?
Yeah, so can I go down the list here?
Yeah.
So these are some items, some donated items at the shelter. We always need these items. Copy paper, which is expensive. And okay. I'll give you a perspective. There's 500 sheets in a ring.
Right.
Okay. It takes us about 75 sheets per resident.
Oh.
So when you we are really only getting like out of one ream.
Okay.
We're only getting like 7 or 8 residents taken care of out of that. And so it adds up over the course of time.
Yeah, it does.
And so copy paper is a big expense for us. So even if you just want to donate a ream or, mm-hmm. or three, that would be greatly appreciated.
Okay. All colored white or?
White. Okay. The standard white. Okay. Yes. So copy paper, business envelopes, toilet paper, paper towels, and trash bags. We go through those things by the hour. and it would be 13-gallon trash bags. Laundry detergent, floor cleaner, and bleach, disinfectant spray, dish soap, bath towels, and washcloths. At this time, we have ample sheets. Our bed sizes are twin and full because mm-hmm. we have a full size bed in our family rooms.
Okay.
But the majority of our beds are twin size. So when you're thinking of bedding or blankets or something of that nature,
right.
Twin and then full. But yeah, I'm excited about that. Some of our sponsors would be obviously Starbucks coffee, mm-hmm. Mike's Deli. They'll donate gift card.
Okay, on Main Street. Okay.
Yeah, Mike's mm-hmm. Deli on Main. They'll donate a gift card because we'll have a couple gift baskets and some giveaways for people to come through.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just put their phone number and name and phone number on the raffle ticket and reach out to them at the end of the event.
What's that date again you have in
there? November. I'll leave one of these with you.
Okay.
November 15th. It's a Saturday. And I like the time frame because mm-hmm. 9 to 2, you waking up, getting your grocery list together, getting your errands. Which way are you going to do your errands? And so it's a drive-thru.
I can announce this too.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's a drive-thru. You don't have to get out your car. Your kids can stay strapped in. But you are welcome to get out if you want to. Some people pull up and get out and hang out with us for a little bit. And we do have a playground area in the back if you have your children with you and they want to hang out. If you'd like to volunteer, just do me a favor and call the shelter. Our number is 740-387-4550. And my name is Dana. If you'd like to come out and volunteer that day, I need a couple people to stand out on Fairground Street and hold a sign up mm-hmm. just to let people know where to drive in at. If you just want to help hand people coffee or take things out of the vehicles, donations, that would be great. So Goodwill is one of our sponsors. Marion Matters will be there supporting us. Buckeye Ridge Habitat for Humanity, Arrowpoint Health, and Brightview are some of the people that will be there volunteering and helping us.
What's your phone number again, Dana?
Yeah. Marion Shelter is 740-387-4550.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Great.
Yeah, we have a nice Facebook page too, so you can find us on Facebook as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've been doing a lot since you've been over there, bringing a great awareness to our community.
That was my goal.
Yeah.
That was my goal. Yeah.
That was a good goal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
people forget about things like that. Like, I didn't even know where it was at until Me you too. Got involved.
Me
know?
Too. Yeah. I mean, I knew it was there, but I didn't know everything that...
I knew it right. There's a building there.
Everything they did and what they right. do. And, you know, it's like everyone has struggles, mm-hmm. right?
True.
You know, we're not guaranteed a roof over our no. head in the next...
It's only God's just, grace.
Exactly.
Right.
And so when you look at it from that perspective, now you see the type of clients that we have that come through our shelter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anywhere from 18 years old, male, female, all the way to 80. I mean, with families. I mean, it's just... it's not what you think it looks like on TV. This is real.
Right.
This is real. I mean, you know, these people have vehicles, they have jobs, they have insurance, mm-hmm. they have benefits. It's just housing.
Right.
You know, is the gap.
That's a growing problem, isn't it?
It is. I saw a post for a home that was for rent,
mm-hmm.
and they just kind of updated the home. It was $2,000 a month for rent.
In Marion?
Yeah. And they were like, no negative comments.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really comment. But
no
my point
negative.
Is, how can you not expect people to make comments about something that is so foreign to
outrageous.
Us?
Outrageous, yeah.
We're used to small percentages of an increase,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not 50% and 75% increase on something that we haven't tangibly gotten an increase or financially
right.
gotten an increase on, and now where are these funds going to come from?
Right. What about wow?
And I said, even if four young adults moved in that house, that's still $500 a piece, not including utilities.
Right.
And most of these young people are either in school or work part time, mm-hmm. or you know, I'm just speculating, but
right.
I'm just like, how do they expect people to afford the living cost when the employment cost hasn't increased?
Right.
So it's a challenge.
It
and it's
is.
A challenge that is really hitting our community. And I'm the elephant in the room because nobody wants to talk about it when they don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
it's like, oh, Dana, you're doing a good job because I don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you may not see it, but it's there.
Yes, it's
It's down your street. It's around the corner. It's in your neighbor's shed,
yes.
in your other neighbor's garage. It's in the parks. You just don't see it because you don't have to worry about it.
Right.
But now that I'm in it, I see it everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it's huge. It's huge when you have a mother and a father and they have been living out of their SUV with their children.
Right.
And living, trying to live as normal as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody has to say it.
Right. Somebody.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. And so I have to be the voice.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we don't talk about it, then it doesn't exist.
Right.
And it does exist. Mm-hmm. And we need all the help and resources we can get. It's not just us at the Marion Shelter fighting this. It's Community Action fighting this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's all of our mental health agencies that are fighting this. It's huge.
I know.
It's huge.
I know, because
mm-hmm.
I know my daughter got in that trouble trying to help somebody else, and
mm-hmm.
they left the place, and she wasn't notified, and it's like, oh, my God. Then they blackballed her and the girl that stayed there, because she co-signed for her to get
right.
the place.
Right.
So that put her in jeopardy. She couldn't find a place. I'm
yeah.
like, oh, my gosh. You remember that. I had
yeah.
shared that with you.
Yeah. You got to know your rights. And renters have a lot of rights.
Yeah.
They have a lot of rights. So my suggestion is if you are looking to rent, plan, get you an attorney
to
something. Write up your contract agreement so that you have some leeway.
Because mm-hmm.
they got a lot of laws. But
yeah, they do.
If you word things right, I'll be like, I'm going to be there on the 15th of every month. I need to do a walkthrough. I need to do a walkthrough on the inside and
yeah,
the outside.
I agree with that, too. Yeah.
This is my property.
Right. I agree with that. Yeah. Wow.
And I would do a month-to-month lease. I wouldn't do no annual, two-year. No, we month-to-month.
Right. And then they like blackball. She's blackball for like 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
For what?
Because we deal with evictions a lot. And so how we deal with evictions is the only other alternative is working with a private landlord, mm-hmm. who's a little bit more lenient and understanding, mm-hmm. or someone that has like a boarding house where you rent rooms out. Mm-hmm. We use a lot of those.
Right.
But if you have an eviction on your record, like you said, it takes 7 years. I'm not sure. But it's so many years before it falls off. Crazy. Or that's what they look at. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's unfair.
It's very unfair. Oh, my gosh.
It's unfair because it's not always the individual's fault.
That's true.
Right. And it's circumstance. And so someone has to be punished because of circumstance.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That part.
And that long. I don't, if you have to punish me, what about a year?
Right. Like, is it five their years? Fault that the company they work for closed?
Right.
Is it their fault, you know, that not only did they lose their job, they had a family to take care of, you know?
So that makes them homeless.
Yet with an eviction.
Yeah.
And so, like I say, every case is different.
True.
But when you look at the bigger picture, it's not fair.
No, it's not fair.
It's not fair. And, you know, and people will be quick to say, well, just go get a job. Or just, it's not that easy.
No, it's not.
Either.
Because she had a job.
It's not
still
that.
Have mm-hmm. one. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's a lot of factors. And so we try to help buffer some of those instances where we know the system was not working right. in your favor.
Right, right.
And we see your history. Mm-hmm. You just, it's just bad timing. Just bad timing.
And bad timing falls on us all in different situations mm-hmm. and categories, but it falls on us all. And sometimes we forget those things. You
yeah.
know?
And I will tell you, our community is so giving. Mm-hmm. I mean, abundantly. People that don't have give. Right. That part. And that is, I don't take that lightly. Mm-hmm. Because if we do a Facebook post and we say we need toilet paper.
Right.
And it's just a simple request. Mm-hmm. Right. The next thing you know, we get exactly what we need to get us through. It'll be donated. Somebody either drop off. I heard you needed some toilet. Drop it off. Or call and ask us to come pick it up. Whatever the case is.
Right, right.
It'd just be the littlest thing. You know, mm-hmm. we're in need of a baby bed or, you know, a play and play. Brand
That's
new.
Great.
You
That's
know.
Great.
So our community is very generous mm-hmm. and they're very giving, not only on monetary, but other time. So like Logos, Logos Christian Ministries, mm-hmm. their kitchen ministry blessed our residents last week. Okay. And I knew they were going to do it. They had told me they was going to do a meal for them because mm-hmm. I was like, well, just do like 20. And I was at a meeting and they had delivered 20 pre-made meals. It was a chicken quarter, green beans, and potatoes.
Okay.
And it's funny because they had took the men, I was on the men's side, they had took chicken out that was on their menu today to prepare chicken. Mm-hmm. Luckily, Logos brought chicken. When I tell you those men were sitting down at the table eating their meal. Mm-hmm. They wasn't eating it out of a bowl. Right. You know what I'm saying? It was humane.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
And so
that's beautiful.
That's the blessing. So mm-hmm. I want to thank Logos Christian Ministries, their kitchen staff, their mm-hmm. kitchen ministry. They're the ones that said we want to bless someone outside of our doors. They blessed the men, women, and family side of our shelter. They okay. fed everybody. And, you know, it's just little things like that.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's
and great. I think they're going to try to do it every quarter.
And so. That's good. I mean, it's good to have a ministry in Marion, especially African-American mm-hmm. ministry, that's able to do that.
Yeah. That, yeah.
And
yeah,
have the heart. In the mind to do it, you mm-hmm. know, because we all don't, we do things in our community, but we might not be on the same page, but they have the heart for that ministry, and that's beautiful.
Do. They was happy to do it.
I know.
Yeah.
They do so much. Mm-hmm. I appreciate them very
yeah.
much. Yes.
So it's little things like that. Mm-hmm. The giving season is here, And which is a blessing, because we all want to bless anybody any way can. And that's joy in his eyes.
Amen.
When we do that.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
But yeah, so those are some of the things that people can donate. If they want to donate a monetary, there'll be a QR code that just goes directly to our bank establishment. Okay. But so we're looking forward to that. Like I said, November is Homelessness Awareness Month. We are sponsoring the Garden Room. We're the sponsor for the Garden Room at the Chamber in November as well.
Right.
And I think I'm speaking at a couple places just to talk about homelessness awareness.
Okay.
And what it looks like in Marion and the services that we provide to, you know, help our clients cycle through our program and get stable housing, right, employment, and benefits and things of that nature. So.
Much prayer. Much prayer is needed, because when, like you said, you can see it throughout our city of Marion, the homelessness and the people that are struggling, and they're not all in your facility.
No.
Because they all can't come into your facility because it's not big enough.
And we can't accept anyone as a client if they have a sexual assault, felony, or physical assault.
Okay.
Felony. We can't accept them. And it's not our rule. It's the rule from the state.
Right.
Because we're men, women, and families. So we have to vet everyone that comes through with the background.
Right.
And and that's safety for all of the clients and the staff.
That makes sense.
It's unfortunate, just like we were talking about earlier with when people get an eviction, it's not
they mess
it's
up
circumstance.
Yeah, that's true.
It could happen to anybody, so we should not be so quick to judge someone when we hear the word homeless or eviction, or, you know, those are that defines what it is,
right?
But we shouldn't be so quick to judge how someone got in that predicament.
That's so true.
Because it's real. You can be living in a beautiful home, driving fancy cars, and have a big bank account, but let something detrimental happen in your life.
Yeah,
that, you know, you lose all of your resources, and you are down to bare minimum.
Wow.
And we're very prideful people, and so we don't always tell people what's going on in our lives. We make it look like everything is okay when it's not.
Yeah.
And there's so many resources in our community to help with that, you know.
Right.
And we have great therapists in our community. We, Marion Matters, they have a great program to help people get back on their feet. You know, especially when you go through something in life and it breaks you.
Right.
It takes some time to come back from that brokenness.
Tell me.
Yeah. And, you know, you need somebody to reach out to recognize it and see it.
Yes.
And they can guide you through those steps to get you back where you need to be.
Right.
And that's why I talk about our partnership so much, because it's not just the shelter doing a wonderful job.
Mm-hmm.
It's the shelter partnering with Community Action, partnering with Goodwill, partnering with Marion Matters. That's how we're able to operate.
Right.
And be successful in getting our clients through the program.
Right.
Yeah. That's how we're successful.
That's true. Mm-hmm. We're helpers one to another.
Right. Right.
That's how we get over.
We're hiring.
Are you?
Yes. Okay. I hope it's somebody out there. Lord, let it be somebody out here.
That's listening. Right.
That's listening. The Marion Shelter Program is looking for a part-time it's part-time specialist. And basically the job would be, you have to be flexible. So we're looking for someone that is not currently working, but has the time to want to give back. And, you know, you could be working from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Right.
Or 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. Someone with flexibility that way.
Okay.
Able to work, you know, on the weekends as well. and it's a great place to work. The job is easy enough to learn.
Okay.
You get to meet different people, and you get to be in a space where you are actually helping and giving back and changing people's lives for the better.
Okay.
So if anyone is interested or have any questions, the job is posted on our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
It's posted on Indeed, and it's also posted on, Marion Means Jobs.
Okay.
And it's called a program specialist. That's what it's called.
Okay,
the program specialist. And I will tell you, the pay is $13 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And although, you know, that's the best we can do right now.
Hey, that's not bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not bad.
So if anyone's interested, please reach out. If you have any questions, just reach out. And so, but I am excited to get an additional employee, because that way when somebody needs to take some time off, I never want to deny that somebody needs time off for whatever reason.
Right.
Then we have an extra person to kind of fill in the gaps as well.
Right.
So, but yeah.
I have a question before you leave.
Okay.
You got out of politics, didn't you?
I did. And I don't miss it at all.
How did you make that decision?
This year was challenging,
mm-hmm.
on all levels, on work level,
mm-hmm.
personal level at home, and just watching the wave the last couple years of our current city council.
Mm-hmm.
And me going back in, I'm always there for the people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this time I needed to be there for myself.
Yeah, I get
and
that.
And because when you're fighting for somebody else, for me, I'm a fighter. I mm-hmm. am a fighter. People don't notice. I'm a fighter.
Yeah, I get
that. I'm an
that
intelligent
from you. Yes.
fighter.
Right.
And so, and I claim that. So I'm going through this year, and it was just challenge after challenge after challenge.
Right.
And that fight was still in me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started to see how certain people were treating me,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
as if they really didn't really want me to run. So now my fight is even bigger.
Right.
That's just me. Oh, I can show you better than I can tell you. Right.
Right.
And then, because I see a therapist, and I'm not ashamed of it.
Oh, I do too.
It's the best thing for me.
Right.
And
right.
so she asked me a question, and she said, are you running for yourself, or are you running for the people?
Mm-hmm.
And it was an honest question, but she was trying to get me to see, you've been fighting for your life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yet we've gotten this far, and now I'm listening to you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you running this campaign and wanting to do this for yourself?
Right.
Or you want to do it for the people? And I really was wanting to do it for the people.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're in places that everybody can't be, and you start to hear and see what's going on.
Right.
That's the fight in me. We have to have representation. And I was just like, I can't take this one for the team.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. And it was the biggest relief, you know. I turned my letter in. It was the biggest relief.
Well, good.
It really was.
Good.
I have no regrets. That's not to say what I know what God has for me is for
right.
me. But that's not to say, you know, he may not have me on a local level.
Right.
He may have me on a state level. I don't know.
Right.
But I do listen to his guidance.
Mm-hmm.
And he took his hand and said, quit walking, girl.
Amen.
I got you. I got, they going to be all right. You know.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Because I was like, I heard you had pulled your name off, and I'm thinking, what happened?
Yeah. Sometimes you have to move in silence also.
Mm-hmm. You better.
Mm-hmm.
I learned that.
Yeah. I had to do some things in silence. And I learned a lot this year. And one thing I will not tolerate anyone trying to belittle me.
Right.
Trying to control my direction.
Right.
And that's what I saw. And I said, the only person that can control that is me.
That's so true.
And so, yeah, you can just watch and see. And, right. Yep, just watch and see.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. I kind of spoke about that earlier.
Really?
You can only change yourself.
Yeah. And people may not like it.
Right.
They may not like it. I'm not here to try to, I'm not here intentionally to hurt people's feelings, mm-mm, but I am here to live my best life. And
they don't have to like what you change in you or what
I love me. I love me.
Amen.
Because I put the work in. Shoot. Thank you, Lord.
My dad told me a long time ago, if you don't love you, don't you think somebody else will.
That's right.
Because they will not. Mm-hmm. You better love yourself.
Yeah, 1 Peter 5:8. Mm-hmm. They will walk about like a roaring lion.
Amen.
Seeking who he may devour.
Absolutely.
And he will.
Yes.
If you let him.
Yes. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen. I learned that a long time ago. Mm-hmm. You know, and it has helped me throughout my life.
Yeah.
Whether anybody else like me or not, I am who I am, who God has made me. Mm-hmm. And I walk forward and I let him lead me and guide me, you know.
Yeah.
Because you can't live for other people.
Until you realize you can't live for other people. Because we are really conditioned. That is how we're conditioned. But once you come out of that loader bar, when you come out of it.
There you go.
Your eyes are wide open.
Yes.
And your perception is different.
Right.
And that was what happened to me. Mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm. My perception totally changed.
Right.
When I said it was a weight lifted off of me, it was a weight.
I believe it.
It was heavy weight.
I was
dragging around. Mm-hmm. I don't drag that no more. I got a little pep in my step.
It's in a glide in your stride. And ain't nothing wrong with it. People don't understand to be free.
Oh, wow.
To be free. Because liberty, whom the Son has set free, is free indeed. Yeah. And he don't want us walking around with all them heavy weights on us.
Yeah.
And it keeps, and it interferes with our relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it does.
And you have to surround yourself with people. First, you have to know you are free.
That's right.
And you have to surround yourself around people that are also free.
Free, absolutely.
Because when you don't.
Right.
Yeah, that's where the strangle comes.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Yes, it
so,
does.
Yeah, you are right. Be free.
Mm-hmm.
Be free.
Mm-hmm.
Unapologetic.
Yes.
Be free.
And happy. Mm-hmm. Say, I'm free and happy,
and
right?
Happy. And happy.
That's what God wants for his people.
Right. Yeah. He don't want us walking around with a scowl face. I got to do this. I got to do that. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
That's why I tell my kid, you don't have to do it if you don't want to. Hey,
mm-hmm.
It's just a suggestion.
It's just a suggestion.
Right. That's why I tell them.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, you know, something I've told them multiple times, you know,
yeah.
And I might bring it up again. And I'll say, you know what? Never mind. You don't have to do that. You just don't really have to.
Yes.
Let me just be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let you do your thing, you know, because we all have to live our own life.
Yeah.
Had to travel our own course. And, anyway, Denny, you know what? We're out of time.
There's never enough time with you, Linda.
Oh, my gosh. We are out of time. Thank you for coming in and sharing
with us
so much. We appreciate you. We love you.
Love you guys,
all
too.
Right.
Thank you.
We'll be looking forward to you coming back after your trip and sharing all that with us.
Oh, can't wait.
Thank you for listening to A Voice of a People. Till next time, be blessed. Thank you.
The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps.